Once upon a time, in a kingdom far away, there lived a great and powerful ruler.
His army was valiant and his kingdom was prospered.
If I make an observation, Your Highness, it seems that you are the greatest ruler who has ever lived.
Do you really think so?
Without a doubt.
All will well on his road.
Well, almost everything.
Your Highness, people of my village would praise you day and night if their throats weren't so dry. We need a new well.
Sire, have you ever considered lowering the taxes?
Somebody stole my cow!
All my subjects do is complain. Don't they appreciate what a great king they have?
Of course they do, sire.
Then why aren't they more adoring?
Because they're silly little nobodies who don't know any better. Who needs them anyways?
You've got a beautiful empress, a loving daughter, you've got power, you've got riches. What else could an emperor possibly need?
Wisdom, kindness, a sense of duty? This is a fairy tale, after all. And fairy tales always have morals.
Who dares to address the emperor so rudely? Off with his head!
I'm a narrator. I don't have a head.
Then off to the dungeon with you. We'll stretch your body on the rack.
Can't do that either. I'm a disembodied narrator.
And you got us to deal with, too.
There's a lesson in this story, and you'll learn it whether you like it or not.
Oh, I don't mind. I love stories. Am I the hero of this tale? Is it about how brave and handsome and beloved by all I am?
You'll see. Daddy, if you want the people to really love you, you need to dazzle. Have you ever considered a fashion makeover?
Is not my royal attire sufficiently resplendent?
Look at all these robes the King of Siam wore to his daughter's wedding. It's a Christoph Brand creation.
Who's Christoph Brand?
Only the greatest designer ever. How could you not have heard of him?
I know who he is. Me too.
Perhaps the people would think better of me if I thought more about them. Perhaps I should get off my throne and walk among them.
Why would you want to waste your time with common folk? That sounds boring.
With all due respect, sire, it seems that your daughter is right. A fashion makeover is just what the emperor needs. And Christoph Brand is the man to do it.
Then summon him instantly.
If I may be perfectly frank, Your Highness, your gown makes you look a bit chubby.
Can you believe that ruff around his neck? He looks like an ostrich trying to swallow a boulder.
But I'm the emperor for all I survey. I have to look as splendiferous as I am. I demand that you design me new robes.
You demand? I'm an artist, sire. I can only create when I'm inspired.
How dare you address the emperor with disrespect? Off with his head!
Mommy, please, you're embarrassing yourself.
What if I offered you 1,000 pieces of gold? Little pieces or big pieces? And I'll throw in 2 chests of jewels.
I'm beginning to feel inspired.
Before much time had passed, the emperor and Brand reached an agreement.
First, Christoph Brand will create a marvelous bolt of fabric.
Woven from the finest silk in the realm and dyed with the juices of rare berries.
Then we would cut it and sew it into the most glorious garment ever seen.
But the next day, when the emperor jumps in to see how the work was progressing, he was in for a surprise.
Christoph Brand has outdone himself. This miraculous material I'm weaving is shimmery sheer and altogether gorgeous. Come feel it. Have you ever felt anything like it?
Actually...
The loom's bobbins were empty.
And Lolita's cloth were holding nothing but air.
Aside from its rare beauty, this cloth has a special virtue. The pattern I devised is so sophisticated that only the wisest, most discerning eyes can behold it.
But I can't see anything at all.
The emperor is jesting. Of course you can see the cloth.
It's spectacular.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's marvelous.
Magnificent.
Yes, I suppose it is.
I want to dress like that.
At last, you will have a wardrobe that's worthy of your exalted excellence.
Christoph Brand and I will stay up all night sewing. Your regal regalia will be ready in the morning. You'd have to be a fool not to be very happy with it.
Our emperor is not a fool.
Absolutely not.
In fact, he's the least foolish emperor who has ever lived.
At last, my subjects will see me as I really am.
True to their word, Christoph Brand and Lolita Lennox returned to the palace in the morning.
They fussed over the emperor tucking here and draping there, all the while oohing and eyeing with admiration.
It seemed to the emperor that their hands were empty the whole time, but he didn't say anything, lest he would appear foolish.
Observe how the iridescence of the fabric complements the color of his eyes.
I fitted a lot of kings, Your Highness, but I must say that your bearing is the kingliest of them all.
At last, the emperor rose and stepped in front of the mirror. As far as he could see, the only thing he was wearing was his long underwear.
What does everyone think?
His advisor stared at the emperor and then at each another.
Well, I think it's
elegant. Splendid.
Most becoming, my dear.
Why don't you parade before your subjects in your new finery?
And though the emperor had a bad feeling about the whole thing, he stood by quietly while 24 of the emperor's greatest dignitaries and marching bands were summoned to the palace.
Then the emperor and his retinue marched through the gates of the palace.
I heard the emperor's clothes were designed by Christoph Brand.
It must be glorious!
A cheering throng of citizens greeted the royal assembly.
But silence overtook the crowd as the emperor prides passed.
Look, the emperor's wearing nothing but his underwear!
The child is right. He's wearing his underwear.
The sad part of the story is that the emperor had suspected all along, but the crowd knew that the glorious new clothes were anything but glorious.
But once he started pretending that he liked them, he did not know how to end the charade without looking foolish.
Or even worse, unclearish.
Looking as dignified as he could, the emperor returned to the safety of the throne room, where the compliments of his advisors and his family were almost loud enough to drown out the taunts of his subjects outside.
And the moral of the story is, don't go out in your underwear.
Beware of flattery.
A sucker is born every minute.
Even the emperor makes mistakes. Who dares speak of the emperor so rudely? Off with this!
Now, my dear. If everyone hadn't been so afraid of me, I wouldn't be in this predicament. I should have done what I thought was right instead of worrying about what everybody else was thinking.
The emperor put his old robe back on, summoned his royal advisors, and gave each of them new jobs.
He put Wilson Winter in the charge of the Royal Department of Wells, and Plumbing Winthrop Winston would head a task force of combat cow theft, and Winston Winthrop was given the task of reforming the Empire's tax code.
Then he made an announcement.
From now on, my newest and most trusted advisor shall be the wise child who has the courage to speak the truth, may he never change.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I play the Empress, which is the Emperor's wife.
My name is Bonnie, and I play Narrator 1.
My name is Molly, and I play Princess Clarissa.
My name is Caitlin, and I play Winford Wilson Winter and Citizen 2.
My name is Josiah, and I play Citizen 1.
My name is Jaden, and I play Winston Winthrop.
My name is Jonathan, and I play Christoph Brand, a master clothing designer.
My name is Diego, and I play Winthrop Winston.
My name is JJ, and I play Narrator 3.
My name is Peyton, and I play Lolita Lennox, Christoph Brand's assistant.
My name is Haley, and I play the Emperor.
My name is Giovanni, and I play the Wise Child.
My name is Julian, and I play Narrator 2 and Citizen 3.